Hey everybody, Josh Peck here again today. Well, I was so thrilled with how the live stream went last night that I wanted to do it again today because that was a lot of fun. We ended up talking for about 3 hours, which was great. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions lately. A lot of people have been commenting saying that I look younger and thinner in a very short amount of time. It's only been about, well, it was 3 months. I've been getting a lot of questions on how it was done. So I've been posting online about it. My weight loss, about every week or so I'll post what I weigh. I started off at 285 pounds, but this was on July 4th of this year. I was at 285, and so far the lowest that I've hit is right around 235. So 50 pounds lost in 3 months. And whenever I post that, I get a lot of questions from people asking how I did it. I do have a couple of videos on this channel about that, but I have learned some things since then. So I wanted to do a new video. And I wanted to do a live video with some of you guys. And if you're watching right now, say hi in the chat. That would be great. I wanted to make this more interactive, where you can ask me questions and I can try to offer some advice. Now I'm not a general overall like healthcare expert or anything like that, or dietitian or anything, but I'm really good on this one thing, this one way on how to lose, at least it worked for me, and how to lose this much weight this fast and the cool or this fast. The cool thing about it too is I didn't have to add really any exercise. Now, of course, you should exercise, that's healthy, but I didn't have to add any extra exercise in order to lose all this weight so fast. I was able to get a lot more energy. My health drastically improved, where I wasn't getting sick as often. We got Pammy Sue 21 saying, "Hey Josh, very curious." All right, good. I'm gonna let this ride out a little bit till we get into the no pun intended, but the meat of the subjects. I want people to get in the chat room and start talking and stuff. Now, I realize that this might not have been the best time because right now it's Friday at 2:32 where I am. I think I'm in Eastern. I'm traveling at the moment. I'm in Gettysburg right now to speak at the Southwest Radio Church conference, and I'm giving two talks. 3-in-1 says that sounds like a very expensive diet. It sounds like it would be, but it's actually not. There's ways to do it where it doesn't have to be expensive because you're cutting out all the sides too. So all the side dishes are gone. And I want to tell you how you guys, you can actually do this in a way that saves a lot of money. But I'm in Gettysburg to speak at a prophecy conference. The past couple of days, I've been doing live videos and going over the information and to get your feedback. And it's been very beneficial getting to get your feedback and talk with you guys and get your advice. And you've been able to help me make my presentations even better. So I greatly appreciate that. I'm losing my voice a little bit because last night I ended up staying on live chat with you guys for over 3 hours. It was a lot of fun. Let's see, Junkyard News is saying that meat causes some unpleasant after effects. Well, not necessarily. I guess maybe it depends. Maybe it depends on your personal physiology, but it never has with me. Now, whenever you drastically change a diet, there's gonna be an adjustment period. The specific problems you're bringing up, I didn't have any of that, but there's always an adjustment period. Mine lasted about a week. It wasn't too bad. I can talk about that too, about what that process was like, but how much better things turned out after that. So yeah, I mean, I'm here in Gettysburg, excited to give a presentation in a few hours here. Now I will have to limit this down to probably about, I can probably stay on for an hour, maybe hour and a half today. But Derek Gilbert is giving a presentation at 4:30, and I told him that I would be there. I missed his last night, which was fine because it was for a good reason. You know, it was for a good reason. It was because you know, we all were talking and everything, and I was answering your questions. So I was happy to do that. I'm still waiting to see if some people are going to join and chat before I get into the main topic, but just wanted to give a little bit of background. So, you know, for a long time, I didn't have a very healthy diet. And I wanted to mention, too, that that's why I'm doing this live, because I was surprised last night we had over 1,000 people watching live. And it's rare that I ever get those numbers on my normal videos. You can go and look at my video list right now, and you'll see the latest video that I put up earlier today only has a couple of hundred views. So that was a really rare thing, and I was really happy about that. I was really glad to see that. So I think I'm going to do more live videos. Also, I learned about the Super Chat function, which I didn't know was even a thing. Since last night, some of you emailed me some information, and I looked up information on it as well. But what people were saying last night, the people who were super chatting and who were commenting live, they were saying it was easier to donate in that way, and it was easier to become like a part of the conversation. So I said, okay, well, if you do a super chat thing, no matter what dollar amount, I'll read your comment and your question to the rest of everybody, and I'll answer your question. So I want to do that today as well. Deborah's saying, hi, love you, Christina, and this channel. Thank you so much, Deborah. It's good to see you. Minnesota Lakes is saying, sounds like an unhealthy thing to do. We're going to address that because I thought the same exact thing. I thought it would be incredibly unhealthy as well, but we'll talk about that. Deborah is saying, really want to know about this topic. Excellent. Well, you came to the right place. Random guy, 123456. Hey, I remember you from last night. He said 3 months. Wow, I lost 50 pounds in a couple of years/year and a half by exercising and giving up on soda and frozen food when I was younger. Yeah, that's great. And that's basically what this is. It's an elimination diet, and you don't do it forever. I mean, you can. Some people do it forever. I'm not doing it forever. I did it for 3 months, and I'll get into that whole process. But yeah, the super chat function, a lot of people were saying in the chat. So I guess on your end, there's a little button next to the emojis that looks like a dollar sign. And the way that it works is if you that's the super chat. If you click on that and you donate a certain dollar amount, then your comment will stay up, will stay pinned for a while. And then I will read all of those, and if you put a question in there or whatever, I'll answer the question. But last night people were saying to me that it was an easier way for them to donate rather than dealing with Patreon. And this might be because I've been getting some, you know, questions about the ads and stuff. Why do my videos have so many ads? This might be one way that we can get rid of some of those ads, because the ads are annoying to me too. I don't like them. I don't like having to have that many ads. But this super chat thing might be a way that we can do something to get the ad count lower per video. So last night people were saying that I should talk about Super Chat more and how it works, and offer some incentives and things. So I want to do that, and I figured we could try that today. I don't know how many people we're going to get in the chat today, since it is, you know, middle of the afternoon on a Friday. Most people are probably at work. But I figured why not? We'd give it a shot, and we can talk about health and stuff like that. So if you're interested, if you want to do that, Pammy Sue is saying, interested how the rest of the family ate, wondering how you dealt with that. It's a very good question. We'll talk about that too. But yeah, if you want to do the super chat thing, for everybody who puts up a super chat, I'll read the comment. If you have a question, I'll answer the question, but, it also stays up on the top of the chat too, for a while, depending on the amount. You know, the amount that you attach with the super chat, I'm more than happy to do that. David McSwain is saying, so the food guide pyramid is basically fake news. Yes, I believe so. Yeah, I believe so, because from what I remember from the food pyramid, you know, on the very bottom it said that's all the carbs, you know, breads and grains and stuff. But there was a recent study that came out that links carbohydrates and sugars to heart disease, that it might not be red meats like everybody has thought since about the 70s. Would you address if diabetes have tried this? Yeah, actually, Tom Horn, he either had like early onset diabetes, or I think he just had diabetes, but he didn't do this specific diet exactly, but there's a lot of similarities between what he did and what I've done. But he took Joe Horn's advice, the author of Time Bomb, his son, he took his advice and he reversed his diabetes, which is mind blowing. And I've heard similar testimonies from people saying that they had diabetes and they either did keto or they did a carnivore diet, or they did some type of elimination diet and they were able to reverse their diabetes. So yes, as far as I know, this has been helpful. Now, because what I specifically did, the carnivore diet, is kind of extreme, there aren't right now any actual studies into it. I think they're developing some now, but there's not hardcore medical data that I could present. So it's all anecdotal. So you'll have to keep that in mind if any of you out there are considering trying this. I'm not going to say that, yeah, you should go out and try this. There's good things and bad things that I've noticed in my journey with it. So I'll lay all those out and then you can make up your own mind, but I don't have a vested interest in trying to convince you to do this unless you think that, cause it certainly helped me. I mean, I can give you my own anecdotal evidence. It certainly helped me. But I don't know how beneficial it would be to everybody. It depends. Now it's good. It will wreak havoc on your social life. So if you go out to dinners a lot or hang out with friends, this will wreak havoc on your social life. Luckily for me, I stay at home a lot and I'm usually researching or spending time with my family and friends, you know, family or friends. And a lot of my friends, they don't do the specific thing, but a lot of them have really restrictive diets too, cause they're trying to watch what they consume. So it wasn't so bad. If you already hang out with people who are into this kind of stuff, then it won't be that big of an adjustment. So just for some background on me, I've always had a very healthy diet. I've had a very weak will to food. I've had an addictive personality. Well, I'll get addicted to things really, really easily. So food has always been a big part of that. 3-in-1 is saying, how about things like too many hormones and antibiotics in meat, along with concerns about protein-rich diet causing other long-term health issues? Well, I'll get to that. A lot of people on the carnivore diet don't do organic grass-fed. I tried to do that as much as possible, but it is more expensive. And then the long-term health issues. There's been enough people doing this and who have had blood tests that haven't shown any real negative issues. So like Michaela Peterson, I interviewed her on this channel. She is Jordan Peterson's daughter. She's been doing this for, I think, a year and a half. She was just recently on Joe Rogan's podcast and talked about her blood results and they were all fine. There are other people who have been doing this for decades. There's a Facebook group called Zeroing In on Health that I'm in. And there are people in there that have been doing this for a couple of decades and they're healthy. They're fine. Their blood tests are fine. They've been open about sharing those and they look great. There's a 60-year-old woman who looks like she could be in her 30s. I mean, it's strange, but I don't know if those are just special cases or if this is something that would work for everybody. So that's why I want to give some of my background too. And again, if you want to use the super chat function, go ahead and do that. That might help us reduce the number of ads that we got to put into these things. And I will read your comment or question, whatever you have to say, because it'll pop up in a different color and it'll stay up for a long time, depending how much you make the super chat amount for. It's the little dollar sign by your emoji list. So anyway, I always had a very unhealthy diet. I worked at one of my first jobs was working at McDonald's, and McDonald's working there is like the perfect storm because they don't pay you enough. You know, they don't pay you like a great amount of money, but they do give you free food. So you can't afford to go out and get expensive, like good, healthy food, but they give you free food so you can save money by eating there. Minnesota Lake says, I found the taste of grass-fed beef hard to get used to. Did anyone else find the taste of that off-putting? It is a little bit more gamey, but I like gamey meat, so I like elk and bison and that kind of stuff. So I didn't find it off-putting, but I have heard some people say that. But there are plenty of people who do this diet, and they just get regular steaks from the store. Usually that's what I do because I can't afford organic stuff. But it's still better. It's still better than nothing. You know, it's still on the right path. So I worked at McDonald's for a long time, about 9 years. And that was my diet, basically, was McDonald's and very little of anything else. And I gained a lot of weight because of that. Also, because it's McDonald's, I had a lot of differing shifts. So I'd have to close one night, open the next morning, sometimes things like that. So I got really addicted to Monster Energy drinks. So basically my diet consisted of carbohydrates and sugars and very little of anything else. So it really messed me up. Plus I was smoking and I was taking opioids a lot at the time and drinking a lot and just all sorts of really super unhealthy stuff. And I lived like that for years and years and years. And so since moving to Crane, moving here to take a job at Skywatch, most people here, they're more self-conscious. That's the other part of this too. If you want to lose weight, you gotta hang around people who have the same goals as you, because the culture that you're in, the social groups that you're in, that's going to have more of a power over what you decide to do than anything else. So when I was in Michigan, I hung around people who ate like me, who ate all the garbage food and the really unhealthy stuff. And I wasn't motivated to do anything different. Now, since moving here, there was never a time that, you know, Joe Horn or Sharon Gilbert, who have also lost a lot of weight and have taken control over their health, there was never a time where they had a sit down talk with me and said, you know, Josh, you're very unhealthy. You really need to lose weight. I care about you. And I, you know, there wasn't anything like that. It was just hanging around them and being interested in their story. That kind of thing helped me get more motivated. Now it still took a long time for me to really get motivated. Usually, you know, I'm busy and just haven't really thought about my health, but after, I've been at Skywatch for almost 3 years now. So after maybe a year ago, I think, was when it really started to hit home, because I hit my highest weight, which was 285. And I'm like 6'2", 6'3", somewhere around there. I hit my highest weight, and I think God was convicting me over it, because I just started, for the first time with my diet, I started to feel guilty about it. Like, you know, I'm just setting a terrible example for my kids, my wife, people who watch me on TV, you guys. And I often do these videos, and, you know, I try to communicate how much I care about you guys and want the best for you. And I want to serve you any way I can. And that one was really big, where I realized, you know, I'm setting a terrible example if I'm on camera and I'm at this weight, and, you know, especially if I ever want to talk about health, or if somebody else has a health question, it's a bad example. So I started really getting convicted about that. And I feel like God was saying that, you know, if I want him to use me in the ways that he has planned, then there are certain things that I'm going to have to do. And getting healthy was one of them. Also at the time, some of the other things, because, and I didn't know that these were diet related, but some of the other things that I was dealing with, I was having really like chest pains right up here, and I would get pain in my left arm, which, you know, obviously those are signs of heart attacks, but, I never had a heart attack exactly. Like, I never had anything like that. Every time it happened, it scared me. But the first time that it happened was 4 years ago, and I went into the ER because I thought I was having a heart attack. They checked everything out, said my heart was fine. It wasn't a heart attack. They didn't know what it was. And so I didn't think it was diet related. I never even thought of that. And so every time it happened, I just ignored it. And it happened quite a bit. It was getting to the point, it was almost every day, I would just have that persistent pain right here. And in my left arm, I would also have a lot of trouble sleeping, to the point where you almost feel like doom itself is entering the room at night. You know, I would get really fearful at night. And it was different than when I would when I used to have sleep paralysis and when I used to have, you know, demonic manifestations and things like that, it was different than that. I would get paranoid. I would worry that people were going to break into the house. So I always had to make sure that the doors were locked. I would get up to check, you know, a couple of times. I was getting into like obsessive compulsive behaviors for some reason. And again, not thinking any of this had anything to do with diet. I had heightened anxiety. A lot of issues like that, especially at night. So I didn't know any of that was related until I was watching Jordan Peterson on, I believe, Joe Rogan. And this, again, was about a year ago. And Jordan Peterson was talking about this thing called the carnivore diet. And, you know, here I am, 285 pounds. And this guy is saying that he's lost a lot of weight by only eating meat. And I thought, well, shoot, I could do that, because I had tried a high metabolism diet before. I don't do well with diets. I don't do well with really complicated things where I have to learn a whole new thing. I've tried like keto in the past, and I just wasn't able to do it. But this one seemed so simple. You know, for me, the simpler the better. I will be way more motivated to do something if it's very simple to do. This one was really simple. All you do is you eat beef, or really just meats in general. There are some people who do this, and they'll do fish and chicken and turkey and beef and all sorts of meats. But the simplest way to do it is just do beef. If you need seasoning, do salt. So beef. Salt, and just drink water. Now, for a while, I was drinking coffee too, like no creamer or sugar, just coffee. But anyway, I was watching Jordan Peterson. I heard him talk about it. I got inspired, and I decided to give it a try. So I figured, okay, I'll do it for 3 months. And then the idea is, after 3 months, you take one type of food and you bring it back into your diet and you weigh yourself every day, but just see how your body reacts. You know, if you start gaining weight or if you start getting anxiety or whatever your symptoms that have now gone away, because if you do this diet, you'll notice that some negative things that are going on right now will go away. So for me, like if I started getting nighttime anxiety again, then I know that there's something in that food that my body doesn't like. We all have our own unique physiology, right? I mean, and we all do have some types of food allergies. We just mostly aren't going to know what they are. So this is a way to find that out. And there's probably foods that you're eating, even if they are healthy, there's probably foods that you're eating that might be causing you to retain weight or gain weight faster, and your body's just reacting to it differently. And it could have things to do in your genetics that could go back generations. You'd have no way of knowing. So I decided to try it, and I just did just cheap steaks, just really cheap steaks, salt. So you can do pink Himalayan salt's probably the best, or just Morton's kosher salt is fine. But you want to look at the salt and make sure it doesn't have anything extra added in it, because a lot of salts out there do. There are other people who do this, and they'll add seasonings on their steak, and they'll still do the seasonings. But I didn't, because I really wanted to know if I took this to the extreme and just made it as simple as possible, what would happen. And I heard too many people who have done this and have seen nothing but benefits, that I really wasn't worried about it making me sick or getting scurvy or anything like that. I did an interview with Michaela Peterson after I did this diet for, I think, 5 days, and I was already starting to notice a lot of improvements. So that's on this channel. If you want to go check that out, you can do that. And so there's a lot of information there that she has that I didn't have, that she told my audience. And I'll bring her back on again sometime, most likely. But because of her research and just from talking to people who have done this, I wasn't really worried about vitamin deficiency or anything like that. Also, if you do have a vitamin deficiency, you're going to have symptoms of it. And if that were to happen, then you would just go get a blood test and find out what you're deficient in. But so far, I haven't found anybody who has done this diet and said that it made them deficient in vitamins. So yeah, after 5 days, then that was with that interview with Michaela. And then around that same time, there was one day where I thought I got the flu because I started getting really sick. I guess it's called keto flu. But from my understanding, what happens is after about a week or a couple weeks, depending how extreme you're taking the diet, but your body starts, instead of using like carbs and sugars for energy, it switches over and uses fats for energy. And for weight loss, that's what you want. When you cut out all carbs and all sugars, you know, your body doesn't have anything else to run on. So it starts using the fat that you have stored up in its reserves. It starts using that as energy. And the transition period for that, it was about a day. It didn't take very long and it really wasn't that bad. Let's see, Minnesota Lakes is saying, I know it's healthier. I'll try it again. Thanks. Grass-fed beef. Thanks. That was in response to somebody else's comment, but yeah. So can you continue to use vinegar? Are you thinking for a dressing or something? I think there were some other people that were doing apple cider vinegar with this. It's not technically, carnivore, but I mean, you can, it doesn't have to be an all or none kind of deal. I mean, any kind of improvement is still going to be better. So if it was like, you know, I can't do carnivore or keto unless I can keep my, you know, apple cider vinegar or vinegar for dressing or something like that, then I'd say, well, then do that, you know, do the carnivore and then, yeah, you can keep it. It's not technically carnivore, but it's still close enough to see drastic improvements, I would think. So yeah, the keto flu thing, that switch over was a little bit rough, but I'm a total wuss when it comes to like getting sick and stuff. And if I can handle it, you can. I didn't end up throwing up or anything like that. I just felt kind of off for a few hours. And you can join that Facebook group, Zeroing In on Health, and that will provide you with a lot of information too. So that happened, and throughout this whole. But the next day after that, I felt great. I started to notice after a couple of weeks, that my nighttime anxiety was gone, this pain in my chest and the arm thing was gone. And about 3 weeks in, I had so much energy that I quit drinking coffee. I just didn't need it anymore. And a lot of people ask about like the cravings. For some reason, I don't know if there's something in beef and steak or I don't know what it is, but for some reason, I really didn't have any cravings, and I'm prone to cravings. I thought I was going to really crave and miss fried foods because that's always been like my Achilles heel is like fried foods, not so much sweet stuff, but fried foods. I thought I was going to miss that, and I didn't. I didn't have any cravings for that. I didn't have any cravings for, you know, sweet things there just weren't any. And many people who have gone on this diet have said the same thing, that they didn't have any cravings, for anything. And you don't get sick of, the meat only thing. You don't get sick of steak having it every meal, every day. For some reason you don't get sick of it. And then if you can't do, you know, beef only, if you want some variety, you can do chicken or fish or, you know, just make sure, you still want to be healthy with it. Make sure you try to get, if you can afford it, to get organic, but if not, you just got with fish, you got to be real careful because of the mercury and things like that. So about 3 weeks in, I was learning how to make this more cost effective. The good thing is when you do this, you're not buying, you know, vegetables and sides and drinks and, you know, you're not buying all this stuff. You're only buying one thing, and you can do cheaper cuts, and there's ways to make them good. So I would like reverse sear a lot, which is you basically take a steak, you put it in the oven at 250 degrees until it reaches an internal, you can get a meat thermometer, you get an internal temperature of about 115, 120, and you take it out and you get a pan with some beef tallow, which you can actually learn how to make your own beef tallow. If you're interested, I can tell you how to do that. But you get that, put it on high heat, and then you just sear it. You sear the steak on the pan on both sides until you get about 130, 135 in the middle, depending how you like it. That's for medium rare. That's how I like it. But if you're of the Torah type. The red stuff in me, because I've had a lot of people ask, well, what about the blood and all that? That red stuff in steak, when you cut open a steak and you get the red juice, that's not blood. It's I forget the name of it. It's a special kind of enzyme. It's a muscle, like a muscle enzyme, but it's not blood. So there's not any breaking of any laws there. And you can look that up too. There's scientific studies into showing exactly what that is. So I was trying to find ways to make it more cost effective. I did more ground beef. And when I first started, the first month or so, I wanted, like, I felt like I wanted really fatty steaks, like ribeyes and stuff. And I did those for a little while. But then after that, I realized I lost weight faster if I did leaner cuts. So like top sirloin. And I know like top sirloin is a really cheap cut, but you can make it to where it's really good. You just try to find a top sirloin that doesn't have any marbling, or at least as little marbling as possible, because you don't want to feed your body too much fat if you want your body to run off of the fat that you have. That's what's going to make you drop weight. If your body has to go into your fat reserves, basically, and you're not giving it fat to run on, then you'll drop weight faster and faster, and it won't take very long. Eric is saying, off subject, your video from yesterday was pulled while I was watching. Can I find it elsewhere? Yeah, we had to redo that video. It is up there now. It's the 3-hour long one, but yeah, it's up there. Eric, thank you. Use roast and tenderizer mallet. Yeah, there's lots of tricks you can do with that. What I do for top sirloin is I'll just get the pan really hot and, you know, just put some salt on it and just cook it for a minute on each side, and then it's still like rare enough in the middle to where it's not too tough. Or you can reverse sear it too, but usually with top sirloin, you don't want to put that much time and energy into it. You just want something you can eat fast. But I started doing more cuts like that. So like top sirloin, if I had like a New York strip, I would cut all the fat off of it and I wouldn't eat the fat. I started doing that and noticing, like, if I'm not feeding my body fat, but it's still getting a lot of protein, then it was using the fat from my body, the excess fat, to run on throughout the day. I also noticed in doing that, which was strange, that I didn't get hungry anymore. Like, I would be able to take, you know, a top sirloin steak about that big. I would be able to cut it in half, eat half of it in the morning, and then eat half of it at dinner, skip lunch, and I wouldn't be hungry at all. I wouldn't even think about food or anything, and it would sustain me that whole time. So that was pretty cool too, because my body didn't really need the food. Once you train your body to start burning off the excess fat that you have, your body isn't going to tell you that it needs more, you know, more stuff in it to run on, because it's not using what you're eating exactly. It's using it for other things that's important and that you need, but for actual energy, it's using the fat that's stored in your already in your, you know, gut or wherever. So if you train your body to do that, then you don't really get hungry and you don't have to eat very much. So that's where it's really cost effective. So if you can afford one, like what a top sirloin about that big is what, probably $4. So if you can get to the point where you can train your body to do that, you're spending $4 a day. It'll just drastically cut down on your grocery bill. How many ounces do you think you eat each day? Well, now it's a little different. And I'll tell you why, but at that time I would probably, it was probably about the equivalent of 8 ounces a day, maybe. So like, or 12, I'd have anywhere from 4 to 6 ounces in the morning, and then 4 to 6 ounces at night. And I had a ton of energy all throughout the day. I slept great. I never felt hungry. I never felt like my body was depleted of anything. I had clarity of thought was big. I didn't have as much of the brain fog as I used to have. I wasn't tired. I was happy. I mean, I'm usually happy anyway, but the happiness, you know, increased. Yeah, I didn't need as much sleep. So a lot of times I would wake up before my alarm and just feel refreshed, and I didn't really need as much sleep. So that was helpful. So I did that for the remainder of the 3 months. So, Yeah, so half of about a month and a half, the first month and a half, I was trying different meats, and I was still doing eggs and stuff. And then I realized if I'm trying to get rid of the fat in my body, then maybe I shouldn't feed my body fat to run on and just make it burn off fat. So that really helped. Then the end of 3 months, I decided that I was going to start introducing other foods back in to see how my body reacts. So I noticed through this process, one time during the 3 months, I tried to eat some beef jerky and I got a flare up of that chest pain thing again and the thing in my arm. And I found out it's because of the what are they called? I'm blanking now. I'm sorry. Oh, nitrates. The nitrates and nitrites in the meat was causing that those problems. So, and I noticed that like if I tried to eat like a beef hot dog, the same thing would happen. So my body is now really super sensitive to nitrates and nitrites because they're really bad for you. Atkins diet will help you lose weight in a heart attack eventually. I don't know really anything about the Atkins, but I know just with this one from everybody that I've talked to who have been doing it for a long time, I haven't seen anybody with any heart problems or anybody with problems with cancer relating to eating so much meat or anything. But again, there haven't been official medical studies done, so people should do their own research and be aware of the potential risks. But I haven't heard of anybody from doing what I did that ended up with a heart attack over it. Actually, I think I would have had a heart attack had I not done this because they're now linking heart disease with carbohydrates and sugars. So of course, part of doing a diet like this is you're getting rid of carbohydrates and sugars. Okay, so Peter's saying it's an all meat diet, Atkins. Eric is saying similar to ketosis. Yeah, so I just for this specific diet, I don't see any evidence of it. And more medical studies are coming out now that links carbohydrates and sugars, especially, to heart disease. But again, I mean, I don't know. People will have to do their own research. They'll have to talk to people on their own and see what they want to do. For me, I felt it was worth the risk because I was so unhealthy before, and I did feel like I was going to have a heart attack if I didn't do something different. Azure Skyfire is saying I would go vegan keto, and I've heard people who have had success with that as well, because it's still a type of elimination diet. You're still eliminating a lot of things. Okay, so I started bringing food back in. So the first new food that I tried to introduce back after 3 months of doing this and 50 pounds down, the first food that I tried was avocados. And you know, avocados are great and they're really super healthy for you. But Azura is saying I've been on it for 4 years and still look 16 years old. Oh, that's good. But I noticed with eating out of avocados that I was still losing weight, just not as fast. And again, it's because of the fat content. And at this point, I really wasn't putting that together. And so I didn't I didn't put that together. Next thing was tomatoes. Tomatoes was fine. I had no problems there. I tried onions, and with onions, I noticed that I was in 2 days. I had two onions in 2 days, and I put on 10 pounds from that. So there's something in onions, and I know onions have a certain amount of carbs, but there's something in onions that, at least for my body, for me, my body didn't like it. It just made me put on weight for some reason. So I don't know if it's a type of food allergy or what. I don't know exactly what it is, but my physiology doesn't agree well with onions. But that's why you do this elimination diet thing and then just take one thing at a time back in for like a week or so and just see how your body reacts to it. I noticed with me, a heavy, heavy garlic is the same thing. If I eat a lot of garlic, then I'll start putting on more weight. I can do a little bit without it being too bad. Something else which was interesting is When I first started this, 2 weeks after I started it, I tried putting pepper back in just after 2 weeks, and I got a lot of heartburn. And so I thought, oh, I probably have an allergy to pepper then, and it gives me heartburn because I used to have heartburn all the time. Well, since doing this diet, the whole 3 months, and then bringing stuff back in, I can eat pepper fine now without any heartburn. So it reversed whatever was going on that was making heartburn come from pepper. So I don't know exactly what happened, but that worked. Also, if you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and hit the super chat thing, and I will read your question on the video. And it helps me, it helps you, and I will answer your question personally right here in the video. Just hit the super chat thing. It's a little dollar sign next to your emoji deal. And the way that super chat works, I'm still learning about all this, but people were telling me yesterday in the live video that there was great benefit, that they appreciated having that option more, and they wanted me to talk about it more and to offer it more. So I'm doing that. So yeah, but for some reason, onions didn't sit well with me. And you know, it's not an unhealthy food, but it just didn't do it for me. So I cut those back out, and I figured, okay, well, I love onions, so it's a bit of a disappointment, but you know, I can live without them. And there's not like a lot of fat content, so it's not like with the avocados where my weight loss slowed down. It was something different, so my body doesn't really react to it well. Mushrooms were fine. I brought mushrooms back in. So there's a lot of vegetables that I bring. And then you just kind of listen to your cravings too. Like, I've never really been the type of person that craves fruit. I honestly don't care if I never eat an apple again. You know, it just doesn't bother me, or it's nothing I ever really crave or my body wants or tells me I want. I have had some like chicken apple sausage, and that's really good. So I know that at least apples don't mess with me much, but I don't really eat them because I don't care to. Same with like oranges or really citrusy stuff. I mean, you know, I might squeeze some lemon or lime on a piece of salmon, but I don't. You just get to the point where once your body is reset and it starts running, you know, in a healthy way, your body will tell you what it needs, and it'll be very, very obvious. So yeah, with me, I've never really craved fruit. I don't know if avocado is technically a fruit or not. I always figure it's a vegetable, and I know that's probably wrong, but like, to me, tomatoes are vegetables. Christina, it drives my wife nuts because she's like, no, it's a fruit. And I say, okay, would you put tomato or avocado in a fruit salad, or would you make it with savory stuff? That's how I look at it. Is it a sweet food or a savory food? If it's savory, it's a vegetable. If it's sweet, it's a fruit. That's the way I classify it. I know it's technically wrong, but I don't care. I am never going to change. I am stubborn on that. But yeah, but anyway, technically, I don't know if tomatoes and avocados are fruits. If they are, then I eat those quite a bit. But with avocados, I limit it because I'm still trying to burn off some more fat. So the low with this diet, the lowest that I've hit has been 235, so 50 pounds down within 3 months, starting from 285. Oh, somebody's asking about dairy. I've pretty much cut out all dairy. We did get some locally sourced goat cheese, blue cheese, and smoked Gouda. And when I tried putting cheese back in, I think I ate too much. I didn't eat like a lot of it, but it's just I hadn't had it in 3 months. And I think I ate too much, and it made me feel really bloated and sick. I'll get bloated with cheese, I've noticed. So if I do eat cheese, I have to do very, very small amounts. Which, if you're getting a cheese like, you know, a really good blue cheese or something, you're not gonna want a lot anyway. You only need a little bit. So I'll do very small amounts of like blue cheese or goat cheese or smoked Gouda, and I don't do it every day. Just every once in a while. And if I do that, then I don't bloat as much. But yeah, that first time that I tried to bring it back in, I was so sick I almost called into work. But I thought, you know, I don't want to take a day off just for something that stupid. So I didn't do it. But it passed in like 3 hours, and then I was okay. So now, basically now, technically I'm on keto. And the reason that I couldn't do keto before was because I was on a standard American diet, and moving from that to keto seemed too complicated because I didn't know what to cut out and what to keep and everything. So what was easier for me, what was simpler for me, was to cut everything out except beef, salt, and water, and then do that for 3 months so my body gets a big reset. You know, you could almost think of it as a cleanse almost, but your body gets a big reset and it starts learning how to, if you're doing it for weight loss, then go with leaner cuts of steak, you know, top sirloin, stuff like that. Or if you do get like a New York strip, cut the fat off of it. And you can use the fat, you throw it in your freezer. And once you get enough of it, you can make beef tallow out of it. It's like a, if you're not familiar with what that is, it's like an oil that you can cook steaks in or really anything in. At very high heats. So like with butter, if you cook steak in butter, then you'll know if you turn your heat up too high, the butter burns and it's terrible. Beef tallow, you can basically put it on high and it'll handle it just fine. So if you want to know how to make it, I can just run through it real fast. You just take your beef fat, you know, and you cut it up into like little 1-inch cubes, kind of. You just cut it up into small pieces, and then you throw it in a pot and put it on low setting, and then you just leave it. You don't need a lid. You want the moisture to evaporate out. And then just every hour, just go in and stir it and let it sit. And it might take all day. Once the little pieces of fat get really crispy and they're not soft and spongy anymore, they'll get really crispy. Then you scoop those out. Those actually, they were called cracklins. You put some salt on there and it's kind of a nice snack. Some people say it's unhealthy, but they're fine. but it's an acquired taste too. And not everybody likes them, but, I take those out. I put them in a bowl, put a little bit of salt on them and stick them in the fridge. My kids love them. I love them. Or if you're not going to use them, you could just throw them away. To me, I think that's a waste. But then you have, so then you're left with your pot of oil, basically. So you get a washcloth or some cheesecloth and put it over a bowl and you strain out the oil. And what's left over, that's beef tallow. So you let that sit overnight. And by the next morning, it'll turn hard and it'll look white. It kind of looks like Crisco, but it's not like this, you know, super unhealthy thing. And then you can cook in that. You can make it, you can pretty much put it on the highest heat possible and it tastes really good. It has a really nice, flavor to it when you cook in that. I've heard that if you make fries in that, it's like the best fries you'll ever have in your life. I'll never know because I can't eat potatoes anymore. They're too carby and starchy and there's just nothing good about them. So I also introduced cauliflower back in because I wanted to try making a cauliflower pizza dough. My first attempt was a major failure, so I'm going to keep trying, but I've tried cauliflower and it's fine. My body hasn't given me any issues with that. That's basically what I did. And in just 3 months, I was able to lose 50 pounds, and that's with zero. I didn't add any exercise. I was not exercising one bit. I do walk more now because I actually have more energy and my knees can handle it better. I actually my body is like wants to go out and walk now, which is strange for me because I don't normally like exercising. I know it's healthy and I know I should do it, but I just never really liked it. But I'll walk about 20 to 30 minutes a day now, something like that. So that's been helping. That's been helping a lot. Also, eating high protein like that helps you build muscle if you do like exercising. And it'll help repair the muscles that you're ripping all apart. It'll help it repair faster because that's what meat is. You know, it's muscle and protein, and it's all the building blocks that you need to heal your body. So, Dr. Berg's cauliflower recipe is perfect, says Pluas Denny. thanks. I have not heard of him. I will, or her, I will check Dr. Berg's out. The one that I tried, I think I just spread it too thin cause I couldn't scrape it off, when it was done. So I gotta keep working at it. But anyway, so that's how I did it. So for people who have been making comments on how I look a lot thinner and healthier and younger, that's why I'm going to continue doing it. I probably will never eat bread or potatoes or anything like that again. I don't even crave them anymore, which is nice. but there's just not a reason for me to eat any of that stuff. I want my body to keep burning fat for fuel, for energy. I think that that's how it's kind of built to run anyway. Parchment paper is the key. Yeah, that's probably where I made the mistake, because I tried aluminum foil with like grease or, you know, with oil, and it did not work at all. And, you know, I've been hearing conflicting stuff about aluminum foil anyway. I probably won't cook with it anymore. Because, you know, I'd rather not take the chance if there's some kind of chemical or something in there that's bad for you. So anyway, if you have any questions about this, now would be the time to ask. If not, I'll wrap it up and get going here. But if you have any questions, feel free to put it in the chat box. If you want to do super chat, that would be great. If not, that's fine. We don't have so many people in here where the chat's just going crazy and I can't keep up. So if you have a question, you can go ahead and put it in. But that's basically what I wanted to talk about, because I wanted to have a video that when somebody asks how I did this, that I can just share them the link to the video instead of explaining the same thing over and over and over again. And I'll keep doing progress reports and keep letting you know if I learn more or if I find something new or different, or you know, so every couple of months or so, every few months or so, I'll keep doing progress reports on how much weight I'm losing and how much my health is improving and stuff like that. The only thing that was unfortunate, just, you know, full disclosure, all honesty, I was really hoping that this would take care of my chronic pain, because I heard a lot of people say that it took care of theirs. It didn't really with me. I think it did reduce it a little bit. So I have chronic pain. It's a big mystery thing. It's not related to my bone disease, because that's something different, but I have chronic pain in my feet, in my hands, and standing on my feet too long causes a lot of pain in my feet, and it's really hard for me to do. So it did reduce that. I've been to doctors about it. I've been to specialists. Nobody can figure out what is wrong. It feels like if you put your foot in snow and then you go run it, you know, do that for a minute and then go run it under hot water, you know, that kind of pain. It's like that, but magnified. And then if I'm on my feet too long, like for me, 2 hours on my feet makes me feel like I've been on my feet for 3 days. It gets really, really painful. It did not help with that. It also didn't really help with my back. I have an extra lumbar vertebrae, and I have a stress fracture in one of my lumbar vertebrae, so I get lower back pain a lot. It didn't really help much with that, but I take kratom for that stuff, for the chronic pain and the back pain, and that takes care of it fine. But I think my case is a special one, just because it's a mystery illness that apparently no doctor can diagnose. I've been to a lot of them, and nobody's been able to figure it out. That. Plus the lower back thing. I don't think most people are going to have to deal with that, but I have heard a lot of people say that this diet has gotten rid of their chronic pain and has also reversed a lot of autoimmune disease if you're dealing with something like that. So Michaela Peterson, the interview that I did with her, she talked a lot about that. So you can go back in the archives and check that out. Okay. Well, it looks like no questions are coming in at this time. Again, I probably picked a bad time to do this, middle of the afternoon on a Friday. But I do have a presentation to give tonight, and I do want to make sure that I'm there for Derek Gilbert's presentation. We traveled here together, and I'm looking forward to seeing his. If I'm up for it tonight, I'll do another live stream on some topic. You can actually, if you want, send me some suggestions in the meantime. Facebook me or comment or email me at jpeck@skywatchtv.com. Send me some suggestions, and then we can try doing another live one tonight if I'm feeling up for it. I do have to get up early tomorrow because we are flying out tomorrow. But if I get enough of you saying that you'd like to do that, you'd like to do a live stream tonight, then we can do that. It would probably be, let's see, 7 o'clock. I'm giving my presentation. It probably wouldn't be till 9 or 10 o'clock Eastern time. So, but it is a Friday night, so there's, you know, that'd be a good time to do it. All right, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your comments and questions. If you're not viewing this live and you're viewing it later, go ahead and leave a comment in the comment section below. And please subscribe and click the bell next to the subscription button to tell YouTube that you want to be notified every time that I put up a video. Random guy is saying a live stream at 9 or 10 sounds awesome. Okay. Yeah, send me some suggestions. I'm sure we can find something to talk about. There's plenty to talk about, and I have a lot that I'd love to share with you guys. So, yeah, okay. I guess that's it. I love you all. Thank you so much for viewing. I hope that this has helped. And in the meantime, hopefully until tonight, again, if I have enough energy, yeah. Okay. So till next time, love you all. Take care and God bless.